It's a rainy night in Connecticut, and this 40-year-old guy thinks he is going to cuddle in bed with a 13-year-old girl named Bailey.
It was my fault. How is it my fault?
Because you're the guest, and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hope that's okay with you.
Your show is called Girl Interrupter, but I am the master of interrupting.
Are you Catholic, or...?
I'm atheist.
Oh, okay. So, well, this is going to be really interesting because I usually only recruit guys who are like okay with being interrupted.
There's probably going to be some sort of competition.
The Fairfield cops are prepared for any possibility.
That's okay. I'll just mute you. It's on separate channels, so I have the ability.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, same. That's why I made a podcast so I can get my shit out there without being hung up on and that kind of thing.
I've had like 35 different podcasts.
So why should I believe you've never done this before?
And I've just decided to do my own on my own from now on because, one, I don't find anybody else as interesting as myself.
Same.
And nobody else wants to really sit around and talk about me for an hour.
I wanted to start another podcast, but I don't trust people to like type in something else and try to find it. Call Her Daddy probably had the same issue where she thought of a really stupid name.
Right.
You can't rebrand after you've established your audience, so you're kind of stuck with it.
Right. That's true.
Interrupter is really hard to spell, and Google thinks that I'm Angelina Jolie, so.
Yeah. I got excited. I was like.
The on-site decoy is posing as.
Angelina Jolie wants me on her fucking podcast. I've made it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, I'm not Angelina Jolie, but I'm better.
Shit, this happens to me all the time.
So why should I believe you've never done this before?
Yeah, same. Like, I think I'm Angelina Jolie because, you know, Google.
Yeah, I told my mom. So this is going to be embarrassing.
No, it's okay. Just go with it. I'll just cut this part out.
When we go to family functions, you're going to have to tell them that you're Angelina Jolie.
Sokol talks about a marriage contract and even suggests they elope.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Just like a shorter, younger, fatter version.
Okay. I mean, sure.
With less money.
My mom doesn't really watch TV, so I don't really know if she even knows who Angelina Jolie is, to be honest.
So she'll believe it.
He waives his right to remain silent, and the arrogance he displayed during my confrontation comes out in the police interrogation.
How old are you?
I will give you that information at the end of the show.
I'm not going to hang up on you if you tell me your age.
No. I don't care if you hung up on me.
I don't think it'll be a long enough podcast if I hang up on you right now.
Well, so we got to go at least another 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, then I'll be good.
Shit, now I got a lot of pressure.
No pressure.
I'm just going to be watching the time now. No, I want to see if you can guess my age by our conversation.
I want to say anyone who says that they're old is like older than me.
Well, yeah, probably, because I probably already decided how old you are in my mind.
How old do you think I am?
I'm going to say...
A 12-year-old girl.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm actually 30, almost 31 now.
You're 31? I'm probably going to have to hang up.
Almost. Not yet.
I'm going to hang up, I think.
No, it's okay. I mean, I was a premature baby, so that was a really bad decision that I made when I was really, really young.
For sure.
I could be younger now.
I guess, technically.
I could have been over a month younger.
I'm 44.
You're 44 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it doesn't even matter when you're a guy. Nothing does, as long as you're rich.
Tell it to my sagging balls. I mean, age matters to guys.
I think they make like radio frequency skin tightening for that.
Sounds expensive.
Exactly. As long as you're rich, it doesn't matter.
You assume I'm rich?
I don't assume you're rich. If you're talking to me, you're probably... Okay, so here's what I attract into my life. It's like old men who are either poor or drunk or really, really young men that are too young.
Okay, technically, you came into my life, though, because you heard another podcast and you asked if I wanted to collab. So technically...
I didn't even hear that other podcast or your podcast.
What the hell?
I didn't do any research. This guy seems vulgar. Let's get him on the show.
Okay, then I probably should get a little more vulgar on this show then.
I really like talking to strangers from the internet, basically.
That's not safe.
Pretty safe environment in my room here.
You don't know if I sat up all night just doing research on you, though.
What he doesn't know is that we've placed more than a dozen hidden cameras all over the property. His date with a 13-year-old is going to be on national TV.
That's like chivalry to me when somebody stalks me. Like, I'll give them my address and shit. I'm so flattered.
Here's all the pictures from my MySpace you can look at. Well, are you old enough for MySpace, though? 31.
I am. Thank you.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I used to play with jump rope.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I've seen some shit. I basically survived the Holocaust.
Yeah. Well, you know, the second
I have Holocaust. A tattoo on my wrist.
Let me guess. It's a lyric from a song.
It is. It says, it's a Beatles quote. It says, "Let it be, although I never actually do." You've seen my editing.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than mine.
It's like letting it be to me.
Just let it be. But the things we say, the stutters and the stammering, that's part of life, isn't it?
No, I'm perfect.
No, I'm talking for myself.
I'm kidding. No, I wish I could. I think it's like an insecurity thing. Like, I think I'm so insecure that like I don't want people to think that I fumble on my words because that's the only thing that I'm good at.
Yeah, see,
I know, you probably just don't give a fuck, and I'm going to get there.
I don't give a fuck, honestly, but that's why my podcasts don't listen to and yours do. You show them modicum of professionalism, and that was really hard to say.
Wait, I show them what? Professionalism?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, your show sounds professional.
Which episode did you listen
to? Well, I was drunk. I was drunk when I was listening.
Okay, yeah, that's the key.
You got booze? My mom has some vodka, but no rum.
Make sure that people are drunk and you'll sound professional.
Well, plus you have a nice voice, though. Thank you. Even just because of the nice voice, people are going to be like, it sounds professional to me. Because most people are just deaf and, you know, whatever.
Every single episode, I do something differently and I need to just figure out something that works. Like, I was just getting used to Adobe Audition and then I was like, fuck this. I hate paying $30 a month for this shit. I'm just going to buy Logic, and it is a completely different thing. I'm like learning it, but that's why my last episode didn't sound as good as the one before that.
I don't detect that kind of stuff, but I'm just listening for the conversation itself. I'm not really listening for the sound, if that makes sense.
You are, though. Like, there's one episode and I spent a lot of time like editing. I had all this extra time. I recorded really early in the week and I was like, fuck it. I'm going to try to fuck with the sound. Borderline OMG. And that is my most popular episode. And it's not, I don't think it's because of the content. I think it's because it sounds good. Literally, it's about dicks.
I mean, dicks are pretty popular these days.
They are. It's weird because they usually say like when supply is in abundance, then the demand is less. No, not when it comes to dicks.
There's a power in dick, I guess.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's a resurgence in dick?
I don't know.
That was kind of like a pun.
I'm sorry. I'm too young.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking like this in front of a child. Of a child I'm talking to.
Yeah, it's okay. This never happens, so I'm really happy. My last guest was 22 years old.
Pervert.
Is this legal?
Now you're making me nervous.
You had a lawyer next to you for everything that you said.
I am a lawyer.
Holy shit.
Just kidding, I'm not.
Holy shit. Look at the time.
I'm Jewish, so.
I know.
Biologically, not legally.
You're born a lawyer?
I'm born arguing and complaining simultaneously.
You're a female too, so there's that.
Yes.
Wait, are you rich? Are you independently rich and this is just like a study of some sort that you're doing?
I'm on unemployment and I get food stamps, if that answers your question.
Nice. Living the American dream.
It really is. Like, I feel like I'm living the reverse American dream because I looked it up. I was like, what is the American dream? What is this bullshit? It said that it's the ability to create your own future through hard work.
Oh, God.
Didn't say anything about, like, corruption or, like, being immoral. Like, it didn't say it. I'm like, haha, that is funny. Google, good one.
Google was drunk that day because work, hard work? Did it say hard work?
It said hard work. I'm like, dude, I've worked hard. I've had 25 jobs. More than that. Like, that. No, and every single one of them has not worked out, which is why I'm getting unemployment.
So you're 31 years old, you've had 25 jobs, so that would mean that you've worked literally 79% of your life.
I should be at retirement.
Yeah, well, you are on semi-retirement.
I'm taking a short-term leave, even though I'm not pregnant. Like, when else am I going to get this opportunity?
You're pregnant with creativity.
Exactly, and I'm not going to be able to give birth to it and just have it be done.
I feel like you're giving birth to it right now, but that's just me, personally.
I'm constantly giving birth to creativity. Getting contractions.
Yes. When your water breaks, please tell me.
I always park in like the pregnancy parking because I'm...
Who doesn't?
If anybody has any objections to that, they can see my creativity.
Now, okay, so here's a question. You park in the pregnant ladies' parking spots and you're not pregnant.
Pregnant ladies should not be shopping.
No, they should be at home.
Yeah.
They've already fought the war, you know, they had the sex and now they're going to have the baby. They've done enough.
They have DoorDash, like stay home.
Best thing that ever happened is COVID, because now everybody delivers.
Except for Amazon, which is something that I kind of want to bring some attention to, is this one day delivery is more than one day. And every single time I'm a Karen, okay? So I'll go to the customer service and be like, this is inconvenient. I was really expecting my 30-day pill organizer to come today.
And now I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what day it is.
I don't know if I've taken the pills today or anything. And I was really expecting it to come the next day.
I took my shit medicine on the wrong day.
I took it twice. I have to poop right now.
I need someone to paint my wall now because I'm in a mess.
I didn't take my Adderall this morning and everything's a mess.
And where do I store my cocaine?
So it was really important for me to get that the next day. Like, everyone's okay with making promises and then like having people not keep them. And I hold people accountable for those promises. I reach out to them every time and I'm like, hey, it said one day and now it says 10 p.m. tomorrow. What the fuck is going on here? And they always give me a $5 credit, so...
What can you do with a fucking $5 credit anyways?
Well, it adds up.
But you can't use them all at one time.
Yeah, you can't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Maybe you can, but I don't think so.
Well, whatever. It's $5 off my next thing. And then if I return it, I think I still get that
$5. Nice. So you're going to get rich just that way.
Pretty much. I mean, everyone is like hating on Amazon. Amazon is really supporting my whole lifestyle.
Except for, you know, all your drugs are scattered around the house.
Well, I'm going to get that pill container today, hopefully. If not, I'm going to get another $5.
We need an update on the pill container then after this episode.
I'll put the tracking in the show notes.
I've also had problems with Amazon, but I found a way around it. So if I order myself something, say I need some potato chips from a different state.
Is there a reason?
No, I'm just fat and I like potato chips from different states.
Is there a specific type of potato chip? Because my parents like Wise potato chips. They don't have them here on the West Coast.
I've heard of them. W-Y-S-E, Wise, right?
I don't know. They don't have them here, so I don't see them.
Oh, okay.
They don't order them. They just deal with Lay's or whatever.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, life is sad and that's the American dream.
The American dream is having whatever fucking potato chip you want.
Nope. The American dream is Amazon Prime.
You can get a discount on Amazon Prime if you have food stamps. Did you know that?
I did. No. I'm Jewish. I know about discounts. But they jack up the price for everybody else.
Fuck everybody else.
Exactly. I love being poor because there's a lot of benefits. I just like the smell of vanilla, and my mom always tells me to use essential oils because it's better for the immune system, and I'm like, no, mom. But then she'll come over, and she'll be like, your room smells really good.
You just smoked pot, right?
No, it's because of my Glade air freshener that's with chemicals. It smells like vanilla, though.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with that.
I think you were probably smoking in your room. And
no, I don't. Not anymore. Now that it's legal, it's not fun for me.
That's true. Yeah, after I turned 21, I stopped drinking booze.
Same.
Fuck it.
No, I'm just kidding. I do drink. I'll have a drink.
I'm a weekday alcoholic because I have my kids on the weekend, so I'm the opposite of most people. But I drink during the week. One, because the week is the longest part of the week.
This is true.
On the weekends, I'm totally sober, and drunk people on weekends annoy me.
Yeah, they do. It's like, grow up. Come on. It's a weekday activity.
Yeah, it's for a Monday, asshole.
I'll have a drink if I go do an open mic somewhere. It takes the edge off.
Yeah, sure.
It also gives people something to like look at me. Because what I order to drink is very weird.
Oh, okay. What is it? Is it a Shirley?
No, I order a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Because I need to get my vegetables in. But everyone's like, that's a morning drink. And it's like, dude, I don't drink in the mornings.
I guess, yeah, most people do drink them in the morning.
It's low calorie and I get my vitamin C or whatever.
Sure. And it's not something that you're going to drink a lot of, but I did. One night I sat with a buddy and he drank like 15 Bloody Marys.
At night?
Yeah, it was at night. But we're alcoholics.
Well, most things give me hangovers and that doesn't.
Okay, so I have this perfect way to stop a hangover. People tell me I'm psychotic for this, but I will drink a glass of milk before I start drinking.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I wouldn't suggest before then. That would turn into a nightmare.
Yeah.
So this won't work. So you can't have chocolate milk. That's one of the best things in the world.
I mean, I can. I just have to suffer after.
You can't eat pizza?
Gluten, too. It's like, dude, what the fuck? The two greatest things on the planet, and let's just have her not be able to eat the... Like, what am I supposed to eat?
Here, have an apple.
Nutrition? That's fucking bullshit. I want a refund. I got a DNA test. It gave me really bad news. And it was like, do you want to pay for the skin report? I'm like, no, bitch, I don't. Like, why? So you can give me some more bad news?
Like, what would they give you? What kind of news for skin? Like... Like you're 80% chance of skin cancer?
Probably. I didn't pay for it because I was like, fuck that. I don't need this kind of negativity in my life. How can you tell this by my spit?
I don't want to spit anywhere anymore.
Don't.
I'm never spitting again.
Only swallow.
I will only swallow from now on.
Increased likelihood for lactose intolerance, gluten sensitivity, weight management, low carbohydrate metabolism. Cholesterol levels are moderate. Salt sensitivity is sensitive. Like, is there anything that is good on here? Weight regain after diet. I'm 98.64% Jewish and I'm not rich.
You got screwed. What's the other two or one point whatever percent?
European. Wow, that's pretty vague.
Yeah. Huh.
I thought this was a genetic test, not a religious one.
So as 98% Jew and you're lactose intolerant, does that affect your diet in any way? Like, what is a Jewish diet? What do they eat? Baklava? Is that what they eat?
Matzo ball soup.
That's not good.
Has wheat in it. I can't even eat that. I do a lot of juice cleanses.
That doesn't sound fun either. So you don't really have a relationship with food.
It's kind of similar to my relationship with my dad. I hate it.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Have you tried this gluten-free pizza? Because it looks like a nightmare.
If you are creative enough, it can be okay.
No, I'm fucked.
Hold your nose. It depends too where it's from. Like if it's a frozen pizza, fuck that. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good from anywhere.
A frozen, oh my.
Yeah, they have like these cauliflower crust pizzas from Trader Joe's. And oh, like you try it and you will never ever, you won't even want to eat regular frozen pizza.
It's that bad?
It's that bad.
And now they have cauliflower wings, which really just pisses me off because I had to deal with the whole.
Cauliflower is making a huge comeback.
Fuck that.
I got cauliflower rice. It looks like rice, but it doesn't taste like rice.
Yeah, no, it can't because it's not rice. Why do we live in a world where...
False advertisement.
Guys are girls are guys, and now cauliflower is chicken. We opened up Pandora's box when we started making turkey bacon. That's the fucking truth.
It wasn't the Canadian bacon?
No, I don't think so. I think Canadian bacon was similar enough that...
What came first, turkey bacon or turkey jerky?
It had to be turkey bacon.
We can ask the expert if you want.
Who's the expert?
Hey, Google. What came first, turkey bacon or turkey jerky?
Sorry, I don't have any information about
He doesn't that. Have any information.
He never does.
Part 2, next week. This is a fabulous find from Twitter. His name is Dennis. He has, I don't know, 30-something podcasts. You can figure out what those are. Link is in the show notes if you would like to harass him. Also, update on my Amazon order. I did receive that pill container and I did fill up all little 30 little compartments. I'm thinking about getting an additional. The link for that product is in the show notes as well. And you're not going to see any more vitamin deficiencies from me. I'm going to take all those vitamins every day for a month. And if it doesn't do anything for my financial status, then I probably won't continue to take them. But to be continued.